Thank you. I'm really thrilled to be here. And Thomas Gierst, who started speaking in the very beginning, has really been a wonderful friend. And Thomas has always enjoyed Duchamp's work and all the Dadaists. And he's really a person of passion when it comes to art. And of course, Thomas works with BMW in Munich and is in charge of the art car program. And I always enjoyed the art cars. I was always thrilled by them. You know, I always loved the Warhol car and Roy Lichtenstein's car, so fantastic, the sun on one side and the landscape and the colder. So I always wanted to participate in that tradition. So when I received a call from Thomas, and Thomas told me that BMW would enjoy if I would design an art car, I was thrilled. And, you know, as an artist, you just want to participate. So to be involved with this kind of historic lineage of artists, from Calder working with the cars, through the vast number of artists, this is number 17 of the art cars. And to date, this is the last art car. I myself, as an artist, I'm really thrilled and looking forward to the next art car. And when that will happen, I don't know. Thomas maybe doesn't know himself, but eventually there'll be another art car. The inspiration for the art car for me was, you know, I went to Munich and I met with the head designer, with Adrian Van Hodek, and Hodunk. And Adrian's fantastic. And, you know, I went through the BMW plant, and we spoke about all the designs, all the tensions of the car. And so I went back to my studio and I started Plan A and Plan B. Plan A ended up not working because it added too much weight to the car. So I ended up going with Plan B, and I'm thrilled that I went with Plan B. It's really part of the tradition of Razzle Dazzle, and how they used to camouflage airplanes and boats, especially boats in World War I, World War II. And so it was a camouflage not to necessarily hide, but to confuse. And I used the razzle-dazzle tradition to emphasize the energy of the car. I was inspired by Christmas lights, and we're around that season right now. And from a photograph I saw of Christmas lights, a wreath, where all of a sudden the images zoomed back, so it created these trails and of this energy. And I thought that was a good starting point for me. And I looked at all different forms of energy, sunbursts and blasts, everything to put into the car and to try to emphasize the energy in the car. The car raced. I was there with my family. It was one of the most wonderful moments of our lives. My children and my wife, we were really thrilled to be there. And so that was a kind of an exciting moment. So I'm really not going to go on so much talking anymore. Carolina Karkova. Carolina Karkova. I always get a little nervous in pronouncing names. But she's really going to do the pleasure of unveiling the car, and I think she would do a much more sensual job than myself. So, Carolina, please.